Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gordy Windhorn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jerry Walker. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doug Gallagher. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Doug Gallagher. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser takes first base on ball four. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields the ball and throws to second. Wood drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Wood. Del Greco moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball four. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Greco scores. Lump moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wood. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Wood steals second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive towards first. Seaburn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gordy Windhorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Windhorn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Windhorn reaches second base with a double. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball towards right field. Kaline fields the ball and throws to third. Boros drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Boros. Windhorn scores. One out. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burrows juggles the ball. That's an error on Burrows. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a fly ball into left field. Windhorn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-1 in the game. Simulai hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doug Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallagher moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields it and throws to second for the out. Gallagher moves to third. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gordy Windhorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Windhorn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Windhorn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Gallagher fields it and throws to first for the out. Windhorn moves to second. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to second. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive towards short. Hauser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-2 in the game. Del Greco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-2 in the game. Simulai hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump scores. Seaburn moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to third. Simulai moves to second. Gordy Windhorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Windhorn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Windhorn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. Simulai scores. Charles moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Charles moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Sam Jones now pitching. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brown for a passed ball. Charles scores. Sullivan moves to third. Walker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Athletics. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-3 in the game. Del Greco strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simulai strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruton moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruton scores. Kaline moves to second. It's 6-1, Athletics. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to third. Cash moves to second. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-2 in the game. Boros is hit by the pitch. Kaline scores. Cash moves to third. Colavito moves to second. It's 6-2, Athletics. Danny McDevitt now pitching. Bubba Morton pinch hits for Dick McAuliffe. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton takes first base on ball 4. Cash scores. Colavito moves to third. Boros moves to second. It's 6-3, Athletics. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Colavito scores. Boros moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-4, Athletics. George Alozic pinch hits for Sam Jones. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a fly ball into left field. Windhorn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Foytak now pitching. Chico Fernandez now playing shortstop. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Gordy Windhorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Windhorn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Windhorn bunts towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. Charles moves to second. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Danny McDevitt. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez takes first base on ball four. Jose Tartabull pinch runs for Manny Jimenez. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Houser hits a line drive to center field. Bruton throws towards Fernandez. Fernandez fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fernandez. Bruton throws the ball into Boros, who tags Houser trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Charles scores. Tartabull goes all the way around to score. Houser moves to third. It's 8-4, Athletics. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 4 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bruton hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Lump hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline, who is chasing the ball. Lump reaches third base with a triple. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lump scores. It's 9-4, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cimoli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Gladding now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordy Windhorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Windhorn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Windhorn hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito strikes out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to second. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash scores. Boros moves to third. It's 9-5, Athletics. Terry Fox pinch runs for Vic Wertz. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Dick Brown. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Boros scores. Two outs. It's 9-6, Athletics. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Chico Fernandez. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Osborne moves to second. Reno Bertoia pinch runs for Charlie Maxwell. Bob Grimm now pitching. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Osborne moves to third. Bertoia moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Osborne scores. Bertoia scores. Wood moves to third. It's 9-8, Athletics. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Reagan now pitching. Bobo Osborne now catching. Reno Bertoia now playing shortstop. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Boros strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 8. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.